Well, today is May 6th. That's right, the 6th of May. What does it mean to you? Is it a special day of some sort? Did you mark it down on your calendar as being a particular date with a particular meaning? Well, let's look at this day, this May 6th, 1948. It's been a warm, sunny spring day. The kind of spring day the whole world opens its eyes to. Stretches, shakes off its wintry stiffness, and sort of drinks in the sunshine and the warmth and the freshness. Time of awakening, the poets call it. Time of awakening. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it should be. Awakening. But too many of us aren't awake. We're still sleeping. We're snoring to the rhythm of lethargy and blindness and wishful thinking. That's why when somebody says brightly, "Today's May 6th, we scratch our heads and reply, "May 6th. May 6th. No, that's familiar." But many of us remember May 6th now, don't we? Ask any ex-G.I. Joe from the 7th Infantry, or the 512th Combat Engineers, or one of the ex-Screaming Eagles of the 101st Airborne. Yeah, ask any of the others who took that conducted tour through Europe and found the reception was, well, far from pleasant. Or if you could, ask any one of the doughfoots of the airmen who found that tour was a one-way affair with no passage home. They'd tell you what May 6th meant. Oh, yeah, they could tell you. They could tell you from where they are now. Casino, Anzio, Cologne, Sicily, Normandy, oh, a lot of places. Names on the map is all they are. Names on the map. They used to be marked with dots. Now they're crosses. Anniversary of the ending of the European War, VE Day, remember it? Sure, we hollered ourselves sick at it 3 years ago. Yeah, we hollered and danced and braced, and we went to church. We went to church to pray that the other half of the war went just the same way. The fracas in the Pacific, it didn't differ too much from the one just ended, a bit warmer perhaps, a bit more spread out, but they had their crosses there too, a lot of crosses. Kwajalein, Manila, Leyte, Tarawa. But though at the time we tried to capture the thoughtfulness and the sobriety that should come with what we knew was only a half-finished job, we were still happy. That fresh, wholesome, tear-provoking happiness that comes from thanksgiving and relief. The feeling as if part of a heavy chain had been unwrapped from around our throats and around our hearts. So today is the third anniversary of the ending of hostilities some 2,000 and 3,000 miles away. We ought to think about it. We really ought to think about it. About the places and the crosses and the 200,000-odd one-way passages some American kids who had a lot to live for but didn't. Because they believed, as we did, that they had a lot to die for as well. Well, today's May 6th. And we're paying tribute to the aforementioned anniversary. But nobody seems to be dancing in the streets or yelling or making any unusual fuss about it. Or maybe they are and we just can't hear the festivities. Maybe the atomic bomb plants are making too much noise as they work overtime all over the world. Or maybe it's the gunfire and the shelling from the Holy Land and Greece and Italy. More names on the map. Yeah, too much noise. Too many unhappy noises. No room for happiness and thanksgiving for the ending of an old war when so many people are thinking about a new one. but not us, right? Not us. We're keeping track of May 6s because they still mean something. They mean thank God we won a war. They mean bless the kids who won it for us. They mean above all, let's think. Let's think about results and meanings and purposes, about peace. Peace that we've got now and seem to be letting slip right by us. Let's keep May 6th in our minds like we do Christmas and July 4th and Thanksgiving. And maybe if we sweat and work and worry and think and hope, we won't have any more new VE days in the future. I'll go along on that. How about you?